You're listening to Dotto Tech, brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.
Joseph Pupulo is joining us online now from the Center of the Universe in Tirana. He has an online e-commerce company called StickerU. It's basically an online fulfillment house printing stickers on demand. Is that right, Joseph?
Yes, we are the platform for stickers on the internet. So if you need any stickers, we are the place to go.
I don't want to talk to you about stickers, although I'm glad that that's a thriving business for you. I wanted to talk about some of your blogging and some of your other activities. You posted, a really compelling blog on the Tech Vibes blog a couple of weeks ago, talking about how Google Plus wasn't really going to cut it and knock off Facebook because your mom is addicted to Facebook. And I wanted to kind of explore that because we haven't talked to a lot of people in our generation whose parents are absolutely just embracing Facebook big time, but it certainly seems to me that your mom is one that is.
Definitely. My mom got quite into Facebook a little while ago. My dad still hasn't adopted it and still doesn't see the utility, but my mom especially has gotten into it for the purpose of just keeping in touch with family, seeing what we're up to, especially with a new child in our family. My mom, as a new grandma, is constantly on there checking out pictures and whatnot.
Now, how old are your folks?
My parents are both just turned 60.
Oh, okay. So it's a perfect age demographic. And that is where we see the most growth happening within the Facebook world right now. So, how is your mom? It's interesting that your mom and it's your mom and not your dad embracing it. Is it just about staying in touch with family?
I think it's staying in touch with family and friends, and I think beginning to recognize the value of it as a social utility. And I always use, as I said in my post, my parents as sort of a technology bellwether.
Yeah.
I mean, by no means are my parents not generally savvy with computers, but they're not necessarily cruising the tech crunches and Mashables of the world reading up on the newest technologies. But I usually come home to see them reading or doing playing games on both their iPads. So they're relatively plugged in. But it was actually sitting around Thanksgiving and seeing my mom updating Facebook. And I was just curious because I had Google Plus open. And I don't use it too actively, but I was curious whether my mom had actually heard of it because she's pretty active on Facebook. And she heard one or two mentions, but really there was, from her perspective, there's no compelling reason to jump. And that's what sort of precipitated the article that I wrote.
I wonder if a big part of that is that Facebook really works well holistically just with your group of friends, whereas I think Google Plus is really helping us kind of segment people into different areas of our lives. And if your mom doesn't have the need to segment, she's probably not going to see what a lot of us find is the core value of Google Plus, which is the ability to keep our private lives and our business lives separate in our social media world.
Well, not only that, I mean, I think that on a high level that might play into it. I think there's also a switching level issue in terms of older demographics and how quickly they jump from one service to the next. One of the points that I specifically raise is how many people are of older demographics using what we might call is older email. So typically the email that they were using, whether it be like a Hotmail or an old Yahoo extension, or even the email address they get from their service provider. For the younger generation, there's an obvious connotation with the email address that you use and how young you are in the demographic. Mm. So I still see emails from people using those older email exchanges, and I see it being an even tougher migration over to, especially with the social element of it, from Facebook to Google Plus, and I'm not sure how they're going to make that jump.
Yeah. Now, with your mom's use of Facebook, is it? Do you see her expanding with the new offerings, with the kind of the Facebook plugins, the games, and the other things that Facebook is adding, or is it primarily communication with family?
So, I mean, just seeing her using the mobile application would be a good example. I recently converted her to an iPhone. She was not sure about transitioning to that, just due to didn't want anything new and difficult. But once she got on it, she absolutely loved it. and she's loving the mobile component of having a point and shoot picture camera that's immediately connected to Facebook.
Oh.
That's been one of the utilities that she's pretty excited about. Sometimes, in fact, when she's babysitting my daughter, I'll check my Facebook and see new pictures of my daughter of them playing throughout the day. So that's an example of that utility. And then a lot of the other things is social gaming. And I know Google Plus doesn't inherently have a gaming component to it, but the Google App Store is starting to. So I think the social gaming component is also very important for that demographic, especially based upon the trends I've seen from my colleagues over at Zynga, especially over on the female side in terms of the percentage of people using social games.
Yeah. Now, what about the things that are barriers for entry for the older demographics? And privacy would be the first. Was there a level of concern that your parents had to overcome before they adopted the technology, or has your mom always been feeling fairly safe online?
Well, I mean, one of the things that I've had to speak with them about, and I've seen some posts, like you get those bunk myths out there that Facebook is going to start charging and things like that. So I think, or Facebook has compromised your privacy. So
the phishing attacks.
Sometimes I get a frantic call saying, "What's going on with
okay.
this?" And I've learned to speak with her and saying, "Okay, this is how you debunk this, or this is legitimate." But I mean, I think there's a general concern about privacy, but I've seen more willingness to share online than I have from other people in demographic. My dad, however, on the other side, just doesn't want to share, doesn't like the concept of having that information out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I always say to him, what's the difference between an article in the newspaper or networking with friends? I mean, information still gets shared. It's just a different utility to do so.
Yeah. Now, overall, do you think this is something that is enriching your mom's life to a great extent, or is it just another way of doing the same thing she'd be doing anyways?
I think it enriches it. The challenge that I'm facing right now, and the shoe's sort of on the other foot in terms of teaching the etiquette of social media.
Uh-huh.
I'll give a good example. When I was traveling, I would post, okay, I arrived at this location, I arrived at that location. While my mom was very happy that I arrived safely, she would usually post with a comment as to wherever I was going. And from my perspective, although I love my mom and I keep track of her, but I don't want the stigma of being a mama's boy in terms of having your mom post on everything that you do. So I sort of had to talk to her and said, this is what you should post publicly. This is send me a message for this.
So you want your mom to drop you off a block away from school so you can walk in and act like a cool kid?
In social media terms, yes. And it's like, I got a kid. I'm in my 30s. I got a mortgage. But I still got my mom posting for everyone to see. And it's great that she's involved. But I've got a certain amount of cred I got to keep up as well.
Your street credibility has just dropped through the floor. There we go. Joseph Puvolo is a regular blogger. His online business, we will post a link to as far as the online sticker world. So if anybody needs stickers, we'll certainly have a post to that. Thanks for your time.
No problem. My pleasure.
Dottotech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.